Title: Texman Edit. Rebuild an immense style call and response riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. Welcome. In this advanced sampling lesson, we're going to rebuild an immense style call and response riff from scratch inside Ableton Live 12. The goal: a two-part sampled riff that blends modern drum and bass punch with warm vintage soul, fully playable as an instrument rack, and resampled into polished audio you can drop into a track. Lesson overview first. We'll sample a short vintage-styled stab or phrase. Slice and map it to pads. Build a two-layer instrument rack with a call and a response. Add groove and micro-timing derived from an amen break. Resample and process for punch, saturation, transient control and vintage character. Everything uses stock Live devices, simpler, sampler, drum rack, instrument rack, and the usual audio effects. What you will build: a two-layer riff key to 174 BPM DNB, a playable instrument rack with macros to morph performance, a polished resampled audio riff using parallel compression, saturation and tasteful delay, MIDI clips demonstrating bar-level call and response phrasing with micro-timing. Prerequisites: Live 12, a short sample, a vinyl-style chord stab, Rhodes hit, or vocal chop. I'll be using 174 BPM. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and source. 1. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. 2. Drop your chosen sample into an audio track. Take short stabs, 100 to 500 milliseconds, or a one-bar phrase. 3. Right-click the clip and enable warp. For short stabs, use Complex or Complex Pro if you plan to time-stretch longer phrases. For single hits, choose beats with 1/64 or similar to preserve transients. If you plan to repitch musically, avoid extreme warp stretching and use pitch controls in sampler later. Create slices and map to a drum rack. Fast method. 1. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use the transient slicing preset if your sample has clear transients, or choose 1/8 or 1/16 for evenly spaced chops when you want rhythmic control. 2. Live will create a drum rack filled with simplers mapped to pads. Rename the device Riff Slices, Raw. Why slice to MIDI? It gives per chop control, velocity sensitivity, and easy reordering for call and response phrasing. Edit each slice for pitch and length. 1. For each simpler pad, switch simpler to classic mode so you get envelope control and root note transpose. 2. Turn loop off for one shots, turn loop on for sustained textures and add small loop fades. 3. Transpose semitones to align each slice musically, use to tune for fine tuning. 4. Set attack short, 0 to 5 milliseconds to keep punch, and set release to taste, short for punch, longer for vintage swell. 5. Group the drum rack and add an instrument rack around it for layering and macros. Build call and response instrument layers. 1. In the instrument rack, create two chains named call and response. Duplicate the drum rack chain for both. 2. On the call chain, keep chops tight and focused. 3. On the response chain, process differently. Detune a little, add more reverb or tape style delay, and use longer release and movement. 4. Use key or velocity ranges or a macro control chain selector, so one MIDI note can switch or morph between call and response. Map chain selector to macro 1 for live morphing. Sculpt tonality and groove. 1. Use a pitch envelope on the response chain, sampler or simpler pitch envelope. Attack 0 to 10 ms, decay 80 to 250 ms, amount around minus 2 to minus 6 semitones for a falling answer slide. 2. Add subtle filter movement, auto filter after each chain, low pass around 6 to 10 khz, low Q, small envelope amount for breathing character. 3. To capture amen-like micro timing, extract groove from an amen break, drag a short amen break into a clip and right-click extract groove. Open the groove pool, drag the groove onto your riff MIDI clips. Set timing between 40 and 70% and quantize between 20 and 60% to taste. This adds humanized swing. Program MIDI call and response phrases. 1. Create a two-bar MIDI clip. Structure bar 1 is the call, short stab pattern, and bar 2 is the response, fills, slides, and rhythmic variation. 2. Use micro-timing nudges. Move response notes slightly behind the grid by 5 to 25 milliseconds to create pocket. The call can be slightly early to lead. 3. Use velocity contrast. Call notes high, 90 to 127. Response notes varied, 40 to 100, for dynamic interplay. 4. Keep the groove pool applied for that amen-derived feel. Punch and vintage soul processing. Group level 1. Duplicate the instrument rack track and resample a consolidated two-bar print record via resampling or record the instrument rack to a new audio track. This gives you audio to process aggressively. 2. On the resampled audio track, apply this processing chain with stock devices. EQ8. High pass around 40 to 60 Hz. A slight cut 250 to 450 Hz. Around minus 2 to minus 4 dB to reduce mod. Saturator. Mode analog clip. Drive about 2 to 5 dB. Output around minus 1 dB. Soft sine or analog clip for warmth. Drum bus. Drive 2 to 6. Boom minimal. Use transient knob moderately to taste. Glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release auto ratio 2:1:4:1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction for group glue. 3. Parallel compression. Create a send to a bus with a heavy compressor. Attack 0 to 10 ms. Release fast. Ratio 8:1:12:1. Blend the bus back 30 to 50% to add body without killing transients. 4. Echo. Use a tape-like delay on response tails, 1/16 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 20 to 35%, low diffusion and filtered highs. 5. Redux. Very light settings for lo-fi texture, bit depth 12 to 14 bits. Minimal downsampling. 6. For extra attack emphasis, create an audio effect rack with a dry chain and a transient up chain that increases gain into an aggressive transient path. Map a macro to blend it. Final macros and performance controls. 1. Map macro 1 to chain selector for call vs response. 2. Macro 2 to overall saturator drive / dry wet. 3. Macro 3 to transient blend or parallel compression send. 4. Macro 4 to delay mix for response tails. Automate these macros across the arrangement to shift between upfront punch and soulful wash. Final glue and mastering context checks. 1. Place the riff with drums and sidechain the riff's low end to the kick / snare using compressor sidechain from your drum bus. 2. Compare against a reference track. Check attack presence at 3 to 6kHz and low mid clarity around 250 to 600hz. 3. Print the final processed riff to audio and save the instrument rack preset for reuse. Common mistakes to avoid. Slicing too finely or too coarsely. Tiny slices can make timbre unnatural. Large slices remove rhythmic flexibility. Use transient for stabs, 1/8 or 1/16 for rhythmic phrases. Overwarping melodic samples. Wrong warp modes cause phasing. Prefer sampler pitch transpose for musical tuning or use Complex Pro sparingly. Killing transients with long attack times or overly aggressive compression. Preserve the attack with short envelope attack values and parallel compression for body. Too much low mid energy, use a subtle cut around 200 to 400 Hz rather than heavy boosts. Processing call and response the same. Contrast is the point. Make response wetter, more spacious. Keep call dry and punchy. Over quantizing. Amen style lives in micro timing. Use Groove Pool plus manual nudges. Pro tips. Use sampler for multi-zone mapping, pitch envelopes, mod matrix and round robin. Replace samplers with sampler when you need those features. Extract groove from an amen break and tweak timing and quantize to taste for authentic micro timing. Emulate tape by combining gentle saturator and echo with low-high filtering rather than heavy pitch reduction. Create round robin variations. Multiple near-identical chains detuned plus slash a few cents or with different saturation levels. Then alternate by velocity or randomization for realism. Save your instrument rack as Taxman riff. Call / response for fast recall. When resampling, print a punchy dry version and a wide soulful version so you can choose in the mix. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Pick a 1-bar vinyl chord stab. At 174 BPM, slice to new MIDI track using transient. 2. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Bar 1. Call with 4 stabs. Bar 2. Response with 3 stabs plus a 2-note slide. Use velocity variation and nudge the response back 8 to 15 ms. 3. Map 2 chains in an instrument rack and set response pitch envelope to drop minus 4 semitones over 180 ms. 4. Extract a groove from an amen break and apply with timing around 50%. 5. Resample the 2-bar riff and apply EQ8 HP at 50 Hz. Saturator drive 3 dB analog clip. Drum bus drive 3. Glue compressor for about 3 dB reduction. 6. Export and compare against a reference to check attack and warmth. Recap. You sampled and sliced a vintage source. Mapped slices to a drum rack. Built a 2-chain instrument rack for call and response. Used envelopes and pitch modulation for movement, added amen-derived groove timing, and resampled into a processed riff with saturation, transient control, parallel compression and delay to combine modern punch with vintage soul. Save your rock and stems for reuse and practice the mini exercise to lock the workflow in. Quick mindset and workflow reminders. Treat the riff as a small instrument. Build an instrument rack with chains, macros, and resampled prints so it adapts to arrangement and mix contexts. Work in iterative passes. Source, chops. Pliable instrument, MIDI phrasing, resample. Aggressive processing, compare, finalize. Save versions at each step. Advanced sampling notes and practical tricks. Use sampler for quick low CPU playback in classic mode. Switch to sampler for envelopes, pitch envelopes, and multi-zone mapping. For round-robin humanization, create several near-identical chains and alternate with velocity or randomization. Groove specifics. Nudge notes 5 to 25 milliseconds for amen feel. At 174 BPM, small millisecond nudges translate into noticeable groove shifts. Design contrasts. Call should be narrow, center, punchy. Response wider, darker, and airier with pitch drops and longer tails. Stereo checks. Keep sub frequencies mono, widen highs for response, but check mono compatibility with utility. Envelope, pitch, filter, and dynamics tips. Pitch envelopes on responses are classic. Short attack, decay 120 to 300 ms, amount minus 2 to minus 6 semitones. Map to a macro for global control. Use auto filter or small envelope modulation to make the sound breathe. Preserve transients. Use glue with 5 to 20 ms attack or parallel compression to maintain punch without squashing life. Resampling and mixing workflow. Print two passes. Print punchy and print soulful to give mixing flexibility. Consolidate when resampling to keep timing stable. Label exports with tempo and version info. Parve space for drums and bass. Small cut 250 to 450 hc and a presence boost 3 to 6 khc if needed. Troubleshooting checklist. Thin riff. Check low end or phase and mono sum. Smearing with drums. Shorten release times and tame reverb tails. Tuning oddities when transposing. Use sampler root note and detune instead of extreme simpler as transpose.